One. Welcome to Off the Rails. Did you break it down?
I just ran that thing like super deep under my nail.
See, and I had just bitten off my big nail, so as you're counting down, my fingernail was like wedged in. There's like,
I had absolutely no issues.
Smells hoppy off the jump.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
That's
it
pretty
hits
good.
You with a heavy hop.
Oh, not
that's
at
good.
All.
That's
for
good.
For me, that's
it's very smooth.
No, I hit
compared
the,
to everything else, there is no hop in this compared.
This is a 9.
I got a bunch of heads.
I'm gonna give this a 9. Let's see. Right off the bat. Just going to throw it out there.
Okay, yeah. When you get a mouthful, I mean, yeah.
So this week we are drinking another from Marshall Brewing Company. This is the This Land Lager. Got the little Oklahoma and the Buffalo on the front.
Buffalo.
It is a Helles Lager. Brewed and canned by Marshall Brewing Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 4.8% alcohol by volume. This has been, I'm going to be real, this has been my favorite beer so far.
Same.
We're only 4 weeks in. This has been.
This is stronger than the Topo Chico's too.
Yeah.
By 0.1%.
Oh, they're 4.7?
They're 4.7, yeah.
That's still, let's round up. They're all 5%.
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
Let me pull
up. My White Claws are 5.5%, but they don't taste as good.
The 8% White Claws taste like ass.
Bud Ice are 5.5%.
Yeah, they are.
Aren't the 8% ones also larger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they're 8% and they're bigger.
That's a win-win, baby.
they taste
horrible.
Liquor.
You can't finish that.
Yeah, they
I know some people who love it. I'm just like, how?
You
it's
can't
like drinking
finish
Four
that.
Locos, man. I don't like drinking Four Locos anymore.
I still haven't had a Four Loco. I'm sorry.
Well, you'll never have a good Four Loco.
Not a good one.
No, I'll never
now.
Have the original. Unless I bet I could find it.
You probably find it on eBay.
I wouldn't want to drink it
for like a couple, like probably a couple thousand.
I bet you that thing would really fuck you up.
Weird. My laptop rebooted.
Oh no.
I don't
Where's
have my
wallpaper?
Yeah, my wallpaper's gone.
Did it like it uploaded
all
new...
of the
Oh no.
All of the beer stuff is gone?
Oh my god.
What happened?
Yeah, like oh, he's no. literally like his he restarted again because I think it tried to do a new
well,
session
it updated,
of Windows.
It updated is what it did.
Can you revert back to
Oh no.
I'll revert that update and say fuck this update.
No, I like I said if the file is gone, then the file is gone. I mean, it's not gone. It's just not.
I'm more upset about your other stuff.
Oh, the wallpaper is easy. That's easy to
get. Is that the only thing else that's lost?
That's the only thing that looks like it's lost at this point in time.
I don't know how many desktop apps you had. So.
No, I didn't have it. I don't keep anything on my desktop.
The file may not be, physically visible, but you could probably... Did you, save it under, beer or something?
No, I saved it under the... I have a one that is just, podcast stuff that I've written down as we go.
Could you go into File Explorer and type that in? And then...
It's not... Update. It's not saved. When I open the file, it's from 3 months ago, or not for, a month ago now. When I first put the file in. So yeah, I can figure out exactly what our shit was.
Oh, we have to just go back and listen.
Yeah, but
I remember the numbers.
We have it all on record. We could literally go back and listen.
The only one that I don't have here is I think last week's. What was last week's? Because we drank the Tulsa Flag, we drank the Cabin Boys.
Was that
that was last week's. Cabin was the Cabin Boys. Boys. Okay, so I don't have the first one.
That was that was Marshall.
It was Marshall's.
What was that?
Because that one was a pretty good one too.
I can't remember, but
I'll have to go back and look.
It was the Grand Lake.
Grand Lake.
It was Marshall's Grand Lake. Yep.
Yep.
But
Marshall 2 for 2.
This has been my favorite so far of any of them, but. Because I said, when you take that first sniff of it, it smells hoppy, but there is not.
Yeah, and the first sip I got was 97% head.
Marshall.
So by the time I actually got to the beverage, it was very good.
This
that was really good.
And lager. We got got 6. So
this
if
is
you want
really
another one,
something I'm just, I could just sit here.
Yeah, I could drink several.
I can Hank Hill this shit.
This is one I can drink. A lager. Usually a lager is something that I can drink a lot of. I mean, because that's what when you think of lager, that's. Most of the beer, when you think of beer, it's an American lager.
Yeah.
So a lager is pretty safe bet to go with, unless it's a super dark lager. But this is good. I'm enjoying it. What are we gonna rate it, boys? What do we got?
I said 9.
Cam gets it a 9.
Because I've already been too giving on some of these, I'm gonna say 8. But I very much like it. So I think 8's pretty good.
Here's the thing: is I don't want to. I know that there's going to be more beers that I'm going to like more than this one, but I do like this one a lot, and I do like it the most out of any beer that we've had so far. So I'm going to give it the highest score I've given, which is going to be 8.5, which is going to round us out to an average of 8.5 on this beer.
There we go. I think it's the highest one.
Yeah, it is the highest one we've got. I think we had an 8 mm-hmm. before, but I think it was the Grand Lake.
But
we should have rated the Neons.
No, that'd have been like a 2. That thing was disgusting.
Oh yeah, I was have 2 more.
I think next week I'm going to do a hard switch on you guys. I'm going to bring a sour.
Ooh.
So I'm going to grab.
You say, ooh, that's what the Neon was.
That one, the Neon's not a good sour. In my opinion. It tastes
no,
more.
It's not.
I already know what I'm going to get for us. I don't know if I want to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
No,
I'm going to keep it a surprise.
I wouldn't know anyways, but yeah.
It's my favorite sour. Let's put it that way. And it is very bitter, very tart, very refreshing.
I want to find the one I had a couple weeks ago that I sent you the picture of.
PBR.
The Horny Toad.
I saw that today. I just didn't get it. Because I remember you talking about
you,
it.
That's why.
No, because you talked about having it recently. Because
I didn't care. I don't care.
Since
you talked about having it recently, I was like, I'm gonna hold off on getting this one for a little while longer. I'll figure,
I have a feeling you guys are also going to rate that one pretty high. It was super good.
Super good one? No, I really enjoy this one. This one's good.
I would say Horny Toad and this taste pretty similar.
Pretty similar? Okay.
I think the Horny Toad's just slightly smoother, mm-hmm. but I mean, not enough to like change the rating.
Honestly, this one's just like initial.
Like I said, that first drink, I was like, hoppy. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute. Cleared the palate, and I was like, there's no hops on the palate.
I was like, yeah, let it rest on your tongue for like just a half second, and it's fine.
This is a good beer.
But initially, it does hit your tongue pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Man, I just can't believe I lost all that. So that it goes, though. Sure.
I mean,
really, it's just a couple files. I'm going to go ahead and save this again.
I can't believe I'm losing my first week of fantasy football.
What's your score right now?
100.86.
100.86?
Yeah.
What's your opponent?
107.3. And he has 2 people playing right now, and I have 1.
You have anybody on Thursday night?
No, the Monday night is the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last game of the week.
Well, maybe you'll have a poor showing, and you're going to eke this one by.
What makes me mad is the top-rated running back in the league only got me 9 points.
Damn it.
I was like, you son of a bitch.
Well, maybe next week you get your more.
Maybe.
Hopefully next week you get
but
more.
But I drafted Tom Brady. He got me 29 points.
Fucking Tom Brady.
You know, normally I wouldn't, but I was like,
yeah.
I want to reclaim my number one.
I got to win. I got to win somehow. I'm surprised that you got Tom. Did you get first pick?
No.
And Tom Brady wasn't like the first person to go?
See, fantasy football is a little different.
Okay.
You don't draft like you do, like the NFL drafts. So what you want to do, your highest scoring players are usually your wide receivers and your running backs.
Yeah.
Running backs are the absolute number one because they can catch and run. So you go, basically the way I looked at it was QBs are usually your 4th or 5th round pick.
Okay.
So I went running back, wide receiver, running back, QB, another running back, or another wide receiver. So my running back was Derrick Henry,
mm-hmm.
and because he's a freaking powerhouse. And then I went out on left field and drafted Miami's running back
mm-hmm.
because I watched him in preseason and he was really good. And he actually scored me more points this week than Derrick Henry did.
Ah, hell yeah.
But what screwed me was I had a wide receiver from the Broncos who got me 10 points,
mm-hmm.
but got injured at the end of the game. Like in the 3rd quarter.
Yeah, so he's.
So he was out. He didn't get a chance to score any more points. He got injured in the red zone.
In the red
zone. That could have been a touchdown.
He could have got more points right there.
I know.
But injuries happen.
Yeah.
Or football.
But my backup QB is Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Which he scored 24 points. So he did really good too. Mm-hmm. But my defense is the Rams.
Yeah.
Which they started off strong with like 18 points, which is crazy high for a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see where they ended. It's pretty low. Because they kind of got soft towards the end. They ended with 8 points. Because they kind of got they kind of let off the gas towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch the game Sunday night, so I didn't really have any level of reference.
Yeah,
I guess it was last night.
Yeah. They dominated.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch football when I'm by myself.
It was 34-14. Like,
damn.
They just destroyed them.
Football's
but
a public thing for me.
The Saints beat the Green Bay Packers 38-3.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers Okay, there was...
That's an obliteration.
This is the funniest stat I saw, and I have to try to remember. It said a passer rating, if thrown into the dirt every play, was 39.8.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers' passer rating yesterday was 32.6.
How many picks did he throw?
Two.
Damn it, Aaron.
Their backup QB came in and immediately was throwing better.
Damn
it. Okay, I'll take that back. They're...
And that's how you rig football. You get the main quarterback to just start just throwing shit.
The quarterback and all the starting receivers went out of the game in the fourth quarter. They threw in the backups, and the backups made it to the red zone. They didn't score, but they made it down there from, like, their own 20-yard line.
That has to be demoralizing, honestly.
I think Rodgers is wanting to get traded, though.
You really think so?
Mm-hmm. Well, what if... What
there was
if
a lot of talks of it over the offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't showing up to practice. He didn't, like, he's vocalized that
he wasn't
basically happy. Like, they drafted Jordan Love. Like, he basically, like, they didn't consult him on anything,
mm-hmm.
which I don't see why he should have to be, because he's just the quarterback.
Well, he also,
like, he's the player.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's not the front office. Like, that's not his decision to make. It's not. But these quarterbacks recently are all like, oh, I need to be consulted on this stuff. But. They don't have to be. That's not.
You also have to think that, like, the other team's preparing to face your starters. Like, they're prepared to go against your starting wide receivers, your running backs, your first line defense and offense. They're not prepared to go against your backups. They don't know how your backups are going to maneuver. But they've watched videos of your starters.
Oh, they had three preseason games to watch their backups.
Oh, do they have the backups in?
They usually always do
preseason. You run a lot of backups in preseason just to avoid any of your star players.
Again, I don't watch football.
That's the other thing is, like, at that level, at the professional level, I feel like it's a lot less studying and more performing. Just show up. Because, I mean, but I don't know. Like I said, I have no level of reference for when it
but
comes
see,
to
like, here's what,
high school football.
Here's whether high school football. Whether Rodgers wants to be traded or not, going out there and sucking.
No one's going to want to pick you up. That's
exactly.
That's poor attitude.
Exactly.
Like, that shows that you are not a team player.
They're
like,
going to show that you're showing that you're a diva, and no one wants that on their team. They don't want that in their locker room.
Football.
But that's how Deshaun Watson was, too, mm-hmm. right before all those allegations came out.
Yeah.
And by
John Washington.
That's
I'm getting
bad on him.
Life by mosquitoes.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's all up my spine right now. It's going across my left shoulder blade. I've smacked like four of them off my shoulder blade.
Interesting.
It's that O negative blood, I think. I'm tasty.
No, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Delicious. And nutritious too. Who knew?
I wonder if body odor has a point to play into.
I don't even smell. Well, I will say I've worked out in this shirt twice today, so this shirt probably does have a decent smell to it.
Yeah,
but I like I anytime I'm outside, like just mosquitoes eat me up, and I don't smell bad.
He said, "I wonder if you just your ass just stinks."
You got ass stink.
You got that stanky ass.
No, I've always... Bugs have always eaten me up every time I walk outside.
Oh. There is no evidence that links BO to mosquitoes. I'm reading a blurb from a...
Blurb?
Like I said, a paragraph section from a National Geographic
article.
There's
a freaking mosquito right
in
front of my face.
So it says, there is no evidence, he adds, that food changes how attractive you are to mosquitoes. So that, but...
It's like, he ate a cheeseburger, he ate shit.
But this doctor notes that everyone emits chemicals that attract mosquitoes, but those who tend to not get bitten emit chemicals that do not attract them, that repel them.
Motherfuckers. So you just repel a chemical?
I don't get bit by mosquitoes that often.
Chiggers
will destroy me, but mosquitoes don't ever bite
me. Can you see if like the O negative thing's a real thing about mosquitoes?
I have the most racist joke about chiggers.
I don't even want to hear it.
I'm not going to say it. Right, I'm just letting you know.
Is this something about black people and their blood being sweet because of watermelon or something?
No.
Okay. I just made my own racist joke there trying to figure out yours.
You did.
That's a hard... That's fucking cringe.
What he said?
What is it called?
O negative? What's it called? O negative?
O negative blood.
I don't know that. Yeah. I feel like that's a real thing, but I've never looked up to see if like it's scientifically proven that O negative blood like attracts more mosquitoes.
Okay.
I'm just looking for another reason to be a victim, honestly.
Why does that not surprise me?
Welcome to my life.
I need another one of those. I just can't get to them. I can't. I'm too far away. We need a circle table so bad.
I was just about to say round table.
We need a round table so bad.
This is a study from 1974, but they recruited 102 participants to look at various individual factors that could attract mosquitoes.
Okay.
When researchers analyzed the results, they found that mosquitoes preferentially feed on people with blood type O.
I have O type blood as well.
That makes sense, man.
Recently in 2019, assessed blood type preference in mosquitoes. They did this by providing samples of different blood types in separate feeders. It was observed that mosquitoes preferred to feed from the O type feeder than the other feeders.
Nothing particular negative.
Yeah, it just said O type.
Just O type. So positive or negative.
Another study found out in 2004 that they prefer O type over type A. So that was really the only.
But I'm going to assume at that point that it is proven that they prefer O types versus all of the types.
I'm not going to say proven. I'm just going to say heavily.
Theorized.
There's three studies here that hypothesized. O over other blood types, but I don't know if it has.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know what merit goes to those organizations that are doing it either. I don't know what their variables are.
Here's the summary of all of it. Ooh. The available research indicates that mosquitoes may prefer individuals with blood type O. However, it is likely that many other additional factors also play a role in the person's attractiveness to mosquitoes. Like, so there are other things that probably play a part into it. But like it says, like.
Maybe you need a bad
other things,
diet.
Other things that. Other
no,
because
you're getting mean too.
Body odor does affect mosquitoes.
Oh, stink ass.
I don't stink! They're not on my shirt, they're on my body.
But yeah.
So your body stinks.
But yeah, it's really if you. Like, carbon dioxide is the main. So if you're breathing a lot, that's the main.
Yeah, Coffee McGee over here.
letting that CO2 out.
I wonder if it's also anything that have to do with, like. Like, how. Because I have an issue where my skin's usually itchy because of the fact like I have high blood flow.
High blood pressure?
Bacteria, heat.
No, I have like decent blood
If you give
pressure,
off a lot of heat, mosquitoes...
Yep, that's why they come after
mosquitoes
me.
Yeah, I'm a generator.
I'm in heat.
I'm a fucking furnace. I'm in heat.
Also, here you go. Small study in 2002 found that mosquitoes may be more attracted to people who've been drinking.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, but I get,
cheers.
I get eaten up like leaving my house every.
I don't go outside without alcohol.
So this is from the 2002 study. In the study, mosquitoes landed on participants more frequently after they'd consumed a small amount of beer, and I could definitely see how that CO2 in beer, the sweetness, everything like that, more attractive. But yeah, so man, that was weird.
And. Fun fact. Mosquitoes can smell blood up to 2 miles away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can smell a drop of beer in a 10-gallon tank, and I'm moving in for the kill.
I smell a buffet, and I'm running.
Oh, my God.
But only for, like, 10 steps, and you got something to breathe, right?
Yeah, then I'm like...
gotta catch some wind.
I'll get there.
I'll get to that buffet.
That's the only time... The only two times you'll see
Save
me
the chicken
running...
wings.
The only two times you'll see me running is A, buffet.
Buffet.
B,
Halloween.
B... Something's coming to kill me.
Specifically hornets.
Yeah. That's two times you're going
to
see me run.
Except for the time you ran to someone and said, fuck you, and then ran away.
That never happened.
That never happened.
That was fake. That's fake news.
Okay. Fake news?
You're fake news.
Oh, man.
And that time you ran into a patch of dirt and then puked into it and turned brown permanently.
That wasn't dirt. That was grass. And
Became dirt very quickly.
I was sitting down.
Remember that time you... I don't know what led up to it. All I know is a lot of drinking and you eating an entire bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
But I do that without drinking.
I feel like, okay, well, this was the thing. There was drinking involved with you eating an entire bag of nacho cheese Doritos. And I vividly remember you throwing up. And it was like violently neon orange.
Yeah.
I think that there's a photo of that puke somewhere.
Sure there is.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's.
That probably came out like a tube of toothpaste.
It really, I think it did. It was just like a sausage just rolling out of your mouth. No casing, just splat on the fucking ground. Oh, I've done that.
Think, put that in your mind next time you eat Doritos.
That just reminded me.
Yeah, welcome.
There was one time I had taken all my vitamins and everything, and then I ate a bowl of rice cooked in brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, like, it just didn't sit well, and I puked up the vitamins and the rice with the brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out like tapioca.
Talking to the mic. How long have we been doing this?
eat my white ass.
What about, like, on the sausage thing? Like, I don't know if, like, there was one. Yeah, like, on the experience of regurgitating sausage.
It was
it's my new.
It was the year after I guess it was Kaz's graduation party. But earlier before the party, we had a cookout at my brother-in-law's house, and it was just like so much fucking meat, like steaks, burgers, hot dogs, chicken.
I think you told us the story.
I think I did tell it, and then Arby's. I threw up. Yeah, I told you on the podcast, so it's already over. I mean,
canonically there.
It happened in real life. Yeah, it happened in the podcast twice now. But yeah, if you eat a lot of meat,
I don't know what meta means. I just
meta
threw it
means
there.
Like from a
like a game within a game.
It means like meta is when you take it out and break it down into a reality standpoint, and you're trying to break it down even more.
Yeah.
Like meta in a game is when you're talking about like the best way to work the game, the meta of the game.
Or if you play a video game inside of a video game.
But meta itself is like outside. Hyper-analyzation of IRL versus what you're talking about.
Okay, so this isn't meta.
I mean, it could be meta.
Yeah, it could be meta.
Could be. Kaz didn't like
depends
me.
Depends on how much more stoned I get
Kaz
today.
Didn't like a lot of people. I actually hated Kaz for a brief period of time.
Kaz didn't like me because when he first started going to our school, he was trying to hit on my girlfriend. And he didn't like the fact that she wouldn't leave me for him.
Real Chad move right there.
real high school stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all he did was belittle me every time I was near
him. He's a piece of shit sometimes. He really is. There was a good 5-year window in the past, I'd say out of the past 8 years, where he and I would have nothing to do with him. He went on a path that I did not expect. He was vocally and openly racist, like...
Wow.
Vocally. And he's been through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, I don't want to cover for any of his shit, but he and I have had a sit down conversation since and have hashed things out. And he's definitely changed who he is. He's got a kid now. He's like pretty much married to Savannah Huddleston. Like he's doing things, and he's definitely better, but man, for a while there, he was in a dark, dark spot.
Yeah.
Such is life, though, I guess.
Yeah, I was trying to... we have... because I work at a Sonic Drive in Claremore, and a lot of the employees that we get there are from Drug Corner, from this... I guess it's a sobriety house, is the right term
for it? Sober living. Sober living environment, yeah.
And so a lot of the guys who get there come from there, and... For one, it's been a real eye opener, because when you don't experience people that are in that situation of like addicted to these substances and then trying to get off them and just trying to be better, and a lot of people, it's so easy to them to just say like, oh, that's like scum, that like whatever you want to say about these people, like they want to get their lives together. They're people that, again, probably had a horrible like childhood, and they're put into these situations where it was like survive or die, and they did what they had to do to get where, like, to live. Exactly. So
yeah,
it's broadened my horizons on how I see people and how I appreciate how what people are doing and my interactions. We have this guy that started working at Sonic. Really swell guy. He he's really...
It's a word you don't hear very often.
Swell?
He's a swell guy.
Yeah. That's your vocabulary.
I mean, it was already in there. I just didn't use it.
I'm saying audience. Add that to your vocabulary.
Oh, you mean vernacular.
Or vocabulary. Mix the word. It's cinnamon. It's fun.
It's not... A vernacular is like... Add that to your bank of words that you use.
Oh, your vocabulary.
Same thing. You can know the word and never use it.
Add it to your personal daily use vocabulary.
You want to go semantics? We can go fuck.
Yeah, I'm trying to get meta.
But we had this guy. He was like, he's normally super, like, he's super shy. And he's one of those guys where, like, if he sees you, like, coming towards him and he's coming towards you, he immediately gets out of the way. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm just like, hey, man, it's cool. Like, we're good. Like, you don't, like, he's always worried about being in somebody's way.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, man.
Well, he probably grew up being told he was in the way all the time.
Well, he has, like, looks like defensive facial scars. So I'm not going to ask him what happened, but clearly something has happened where he has these scars across his face. And, one day I walked past him and I just saw he had his earbuds in. I'm like, oh, he has his earbuds in. And I see his phone there. I'm like, I wonder what he's listening to. I look down and he's listening to Tom McDonald at first. I'm like, and he's probably like almost 10 years older than you, I think. I think he's in his like late to early 40s. Late 30s to early 40s, I meant to say.
Late to early 40s. So weird.
That's a whole way to go forward, right there.
He's
late to early 40s.
He's between 40 and 50. I don't know which one.
But he was listening to Tom Dolan. I was like, that's not normal to see if someone of that age range. So I was like, oh, hey, like, nice. I like him too. Like, he has some good stuff. And then he was listening to Chris Webby the next day. And I was like, damn, like, Chris Webby. All right. And I was like, hey, did you know he's dating Halle Berry now? And he was like, oh, no way. And so I talked to him today about Logic. I was like, hey, man, you ever listen to, like, Logic or anything? Because Logic did a whole thing with, like, a whole song with Wu-Tang Clan that's, like, 10 minutes long. He did a couple other songs where he, like, just destroyed some tracks. I was like, hey, man, like, listen, like, you should listen to these songs. He was like, oh, well. And he leaned in. He's like, well, I only listen to, you know, like, the white music. Like, and he was like, the white rappers. I'm like, okay, man. I'm like...
Logic's like three quarters white.
I was going to say his dad's black. No,
I'm just wondering why he wasn't curious as to why you kept looking at his phone. I don't know, like, dude, stop looking at my phone.
Well, I mean, it's just a thing when it comes to music, especially at our store. Where, like, if there was music in the vicinity, like, we share the music.
We've already
like,
understood. We've already. Let's clear the ground. It's not the music. Jake just invades personal privacy.
That's true.
You know that Facebook.
That's very true.
He's always
over there. Literally, there's something that came up on his phone in the driver's seat. I'm in the back seat. I'm like, hey, what's that on your phone? I like tried to guess what he was looking at because it looked like something familiar. And then when you said something, I was like, oh yeah, I shouldn't just keep looking at what you're doing.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I was literally like looking at my phone. He goes, oh, what are you looking at? I'm like, something on my phone!
Yeah, like, I tried to call it out as if I knew it because I thought I did. But, like, that doesn't click in my brain because just... I mean, like, my brain's just, like, things going on. Look at it. My brain doesn't compute that, like, oh, they maybe don't want you to see what they're doing.
It's not that I don't want you to see. It's just, like...
Well, not only that. It's just, like, it's like you shouldn't be looking. Like,
bro, stop looking at my phone. Like, I don't have anything
over
on my phone.
Shoulder.
I don't have anything on my phone that you can't see, but it's like...
Yeah, it's like when a cop's behind you, but you're not doing anything bad. Yeah, but you're like, dude, don't be behind me.
Can you stop riding my ass, bro? Come on.
Yeah. It's just my brain just doesn't tell me to not do that. 100%.
He has a problem adhering to boundaries.
Have you talked to your therapist about this?
No. Did I tell you how I was late to my therapy appointment?
No.
No.
I used to go to... VA Ernest Childers in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So it was a very easy ride. It was directly off of a right turn from 169. So I would just go from, you know, home all the way to the VA center. And my appointment was at 9. Well, just before the VA center, there was someone who crashed into a barrier. So I was like, what could have been a 10-minute drive was like a 45-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get there, it's exactly 9 o'clock when I walk up to the desk. And as I walk to the desk, I'm like, oh, made it right on time. And they're like, oh, yeah, what's the name? And I give them my name, and they're like, last 4-year social. And I give it to them. And they're like, you're at the wrong facility.
Damn it.
I'm like, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's,
for my very first therapist
that's
appointment.
That's canon.
Yeah, there you go.
That is canon. I'm on time at the wrong place. So I drive very quickly to the other place. And what was supposed to take me 15 minutes took me 30 minutes because Google literally took me into a loop of 169. So the second time, I was confused.
Hold on. This is the same guy. Friday, I asked him to come help me set up tents for my daughter and wife's organization at the Heyday Festival we had. He goes, oh, I'll probably be there. I said, he goes, what time do you want me to be there? I said, around noon. He goes, I might be a little bit late. I have to go to Tulsa.
Because I lost my ID at the first VA center, by the way.
At about 11:40, I'm sitting down to take a shit.
Yeah.
And I get a text, hey, I'm here. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be a minute.
It was exactly 11:23 when I stopped. I said, all right, well, I guess I'm here now. I'd already been sitting on the sidewalk for like a minute.
And when we go set it up, he thought he had to go through Ulaga into Claremore to get here instead of just going through Catoosa from Tulsa. He was like, oh, it's only 23 minutes to get there.
I will say, I only drove the 23 minutes. I didn't. Yeah.
Straight shot right there.
I figured that out quickly.
No, he took the right route, but he said he was going to be late because he thought he was going to have to go all the way back into Ulaga, into Claremore.
Basically, I took the time to get there and I doubled it. I was like, well, this is the time it'll take for the entire trip. It's like to there and back, and double the time it takes to get there. And then I was
there. No, it's much closer to here than Ulaga is to.
See, but I had the thought when I sat down in my car, I'm like, let me just put it in my phone real quick. And then it said 23 minutes. So I was like, oh, that's nice.
There. Yeah, it's
not realizing that I didn't have my ID because it was at the first VA center.
Dang it!
Yeah, that was a fun.
But time. Yeah, we got and those. Then, we got those tent up.
And then I found tent, out
we pitched two tents.
Is that what you want to talk about with your brother? Pitching tents?
That's you what I texted
it.
Him.
You said it.
Okay. I literally messaged him saying, so what you're asking me is to help you pitch a tent.
This is how the conversation went.
Yeah, you read through the text messages.
I will. I will do that right now.
I like that you could even predict that.
I said, so don't forget to come help. Or no. Oh, sorry.
No, that was recent. Yeah. Go back to the preposition of you asking me.
I said, Shonda, which is my wife, wants to know if you'll come help me set up a tent next Friday after you get off work. He said, so you're asking me to help you pitch a tent. I said, if you want to put it that way. And he put, yeah, sure thing. He was all for it.
All bro on
I wanted pitching. To be like, hell yeah.
And then I said, then that when on Friday, or was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday.
I think it should have been Friday.
Maybe it was Friday.
It was definitely, same day, because I had forgotten about it.
It was Friday at 8:30 in the morning. I said, don't forget to come help me pitch some tents today.
That joke went right over my head, because I'd actually forgotten about the fact I needed to help you with tents. I'd already planned out my entire day.
That's
and
why
you're like, don't forget about the tents. And I was like,
what's funny is, like, I told my wife, I said, I better text him, because it's been a week since I asked. Yeah. He's going to forget. Yeah.
I have the brain of a hamster. You have to remind me constantly.
There you go. Hamster brain.
Like even today, I was like, hey, I'm just going to go to Subway because I'm just starving right now. And he was like, all right, man. Well, here's my card. Can you just get 12-pack of Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Mountain Dew Code Red if they don't have Code Red? Can you get regular? And then a pack of Eagle 20 shorts, right?
Amazing how you remembered all that now.
I remember all that now. But when he told me, I just stared at him with like just glazed over eyes. I was like, text me.
And then I, in true Cameron fashion, did not answer my phone when he called
me. He didn't answer my phone when they didn't have Eagle. So there was like basic 100s. And I was like, I don't know. Let me call him. And I called you and you didn't answer. So I said, fuck it. He's getting basics.
My phone's on vibrate all the time. Yeah. Like, I never have the sound on. Yeah. My wife hates it too, because she's like, I've been trying to call you. I'm like, yeah, my bad.
See, my phone's always on vibrate, but my brain, like, when it hears anything vibrating, it's just like, what's that?
Well, like, my phone, like, iPhones don't vibrate super hard. Like, it's very, a very subtle.
It's a quick one.
Yeah.
I haven't changed anything.
Yeah, it's this thing.
And that's it.
This thing's long and hard. Like Tyga.
Why do you know that?
Because on the Joe Rogan
Mike,
podcast,
Mike, for the love of God, the microphone.
I got excited about the subject.
You like moved 8 feet away from it.
Listen,
hey, I just want to tell you, everyone. I want to tell you about something. You can't hear me, but listen. I want to tell you about something.
Jesus Christ, we're on a podcast. The only way anyone can hear you is if this mic's in front of your mouth.
Not anyone. You can hear me just fine.
No, I can't because I got the headphones on.
Well, then whose fault is that?
Yours.
You're the weirdo.
For not talking into your mic. Jesus Christ. Weirdo. Dude, go on with your story.
You're the weirdo. Anyways, talking about Tyga's cock. So on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, they were talking about, I think they were talking about OnlyFans and how Tyga has an OnlyFans. And he has a photo.
For the love of God, in front of your mic.
I'm speaking at the mic.
No, you weren't. You were doing this.
My lips. I could have.
You were literally doing this.
It's within tongue distance.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
you have to talk right into it.
I can lick it if I wanted to, so it's fine. But there was literally a photo of him. I don't know why they're so fascinated by this. He may have been talking to Tom Segura about it, which would make a lot more sense. But he was just. I mean, there was just a photo of him just in sweatpants, just grabbing his cock, and it looks like he's trying to hold onto a Coke can.
Yeah. He could have easily thrown a zucchini in there.
No, I think that man's packing a zucchini anyways.
There you go.
I think that man's scary. And you he has a song called Macarena. It's a pretty good song that I listened to recently. It's a pretty good song. That has nothing to do with
that. That's a good song a long time ago.
I mean,
hey,
it's not. That's the beginning of the song. It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? On that note, let's just, you know, till next week. I don't know.
Go look up Tyga's cock if you want to go to his OnlyFans.
I guess if you want to do that, yeah.
I don't.
That's like the only. Like, that's like the main.
That man's packing a shotgun barrel. I swear to God.
You know he subscribes to his OnlyFans.
Oh man!
Listen, I support artists.
Support artists.
By holding up their cock is not the support they need. I'll support you, Tiger.
He probably needs it. It's probably heavy.
There you go.
He's like, I'll throw it over my shoulder.
Damn. There isn't a fucking spine. Yeah. I'm just trying to carry it.
We're out of here. Bye.
Bye.